Good morning, everybody. It's Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD at 8:43.
So listen up. Amy Ziering, she's won two Emmys and was nominated for an Oscar for her documentary. She has a Peabody and dozens of other prestigious awards. Now Amy has turned her inquisitive camera on the cosmetic industry. Not So Pretty is the four-part docuseries on HBO Max. Amy, there is poison in my face cream and I feel so dumb.
Well, you're not alone in feeling dumb. I felt dumb, right? I mean, all of us put on, what was the latest study? It said like 12 to 14 products Americans put on themselves daily. Like right there, like I never bothered to count, but between like the shower and the shampoo and the conditioner and the hair wash, that's a lot. And then the second thing we're all pretty dumb or naive about is, do those products just stay on the outside when we put them on? What do you think?
No, I'm sure my liver is processing this stuff, right?
Yeah, 100%. It goes inside your bodies too, which none of us really think of or are conscious of. And that's scary because a lot of these chemicals are directly supplied by ExxonMobil. They're petrochemicals. They're just a different revenue stream for big oil, which is shocking too. Like, who knew? And it's completely unregulated because of the power of these trillion-dollar industries.
That was my question. Why is it unregulated? But it's unregulated because it's run by big million-dollar industries.
Multi-billion-dollar corporations. So imagine how much power they have to lobby, to influence Congress, to limit the powers of the FDA. I mean, and how much incentive they have to do it. They're making great money at our expense. That's the situation we live in. I mean, just to give you an example, in the European Union, there's over 1,400 chemicals banned. And guess how many are banned in the United States?
Probably
1,400 you're not allowed to put in products.
Right, probably two. I don't know.
Yeah, less than 30.
Wow.
So it's staggering, right?
Yeah. What do we have to do as a country to get where the European Union is? Because I know it's this way not only with over-the-counter products and things, but also with their food. They handle things much differently than we do. What should our next step be?
Well, we have no choice. We have to vote with our dollars. You have power as a consumer, right? So if you look at these, you start looking at these products and we give you solutions and we show you the apps to look at, you know, if you watch the series, and just look it up quickly and then just choose. And if you choose to purchase differently, companies will have to pivot and start producing differently. And it's a win-win. This isn't just a male-female thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, watch the skin episode. I mean, the products men are putting on them are toxic, and they're bearing, you know, severe health consequences.
How do you make a documentary like Not So Pretty and avoid getting sued, or have you been sued?
I'm laughing. Not yet. We're very careful, and we rely on a strange little thing called facts,
right.
A little relic of the last century. And, you know, as long as everything we say is fact-based and, you know, the truth, we feel like we're in good, safe territory to say what needs to be said. So, no, we've made a lot of really hard-hitting documentaries in our day, and we've had the privilege of not having to have one fact retraction.
Not one fact retraction. Isn't that amazing? I'm so afraid of offending people. I'm like, how do you do that? Put yourself out there, like, you know, so big. She's the lady behind Allen versus Farrow, On the Record, which is about the first woman of color coming forward in the wake of the Me Too movement, and The Invisible War, sexual abuse in the U.S. military that led to 5 congressional hearings. She is something, Amy Ziering, and her latest is on HBO Max, Not So Pretty. It's going to change the stuff we put on our skin.
Check it out, HBO Max.